You are listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review Podcast. We find little nuggets, treasures, valuable pieces of gold in the Joe Rogan Experience Podcast and pass them on to you, perhaps expand a little bit. We are not associated with Joe Rogan in any way. Think of us as the Talking Dead to Joe's Walking Dead.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one of all time.
Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Joe Rogan Experience Review. We got Pete with us this week. What's happening, dog?
Well, howdy everybody. Howdy, Adam.
Mm-hmm. You got to speak loud in that.
Oh, I'm sorry. This here?
That's great. Just do that.
I don't know what's going on with our sound today, but I cannot get in the sweet spot, and I apologize. It's Adam's fault.
What? This episode, we are reviewing Francis Foster and Constantine Kissin, the Trigonometry guys.
The Trigger Boys. I like these guys. They're fun guys.
They're interesting, aren't they? Like, Joe definitely does. Joe is like a kid in a candy store. He was on one on this. He loves just chatting with them. He's like, just geeks out. I would say here's bro. I would say bros out, but like, it's geeks.
Because his constant is bro out. When he does a couple of his alpha brains and smokes some weed, then he's geeking out.
Yeah. It's interesting. Kind of open up with, you know, Joe talking about the simulation theory, like his whole thing. We've all seen it, that comedy bit with the lady, what's her name, Heather McDonald, and she's just banging on about, oh, I don't see the big deal, I had 47 vaccines and Jesus loves me and this whole thing, and then she just passes out. Now, unfortunate timing, but and you know, she did get hurt, she did smash her head pretty hard, which sucks. I mean, I'm not happy that she got hurt, but
she bonked her noggin.
She bunked her noggin.
She did bunk her noggin.
But the irony there is, you know,
perfectly timed.
Kinda.
Hilarious.
Well,
Joe had to stop laughing. I was like, this lady really hurt herself. He's laughing around. Come on, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. I did feel a little bad.
He took too many gummies or something this episode.
Uh-huh. But also, I know where he's coming from. It's just like, yeah.
It's funny as hell.
Have you ever heard people talk about NPCs?
Non-participatory character
non-playable character. They're like, a video game, they're just like the people, you know, that like run the store where you buy things, or they're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
And
they're on a script.
Yeah. And they like make the comparison that basically, it's like people like that exist in real life. You know,
that is totally a thing. We come across these people every day,
dude. It wouldn't be a massive surprise. The only massive surprise there would be like, oh wait, not everyone's human, and there's something else going on. But it wouldn't be like the hardest thing to believe could be true.
The surprise for me is like, oh, this guy keeps boa constrictors in his spare time. Like, it's something interesting about him.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, this guy at the Walmart, he actually is a violinist. That's right. The surprising part. It's more surprising that he actually has something going on.
Right. It's, if you think about it, if that was true, and then, you know, you're like maybe a depressive person, you're someone that is like comparing themselves always, and you like feel like you're not where you should be in life, which a lot of people do feel like, it's reasonable. And I have and do at times. But if there were NPCs and they all exist around you and you're comparing yourself to them and you're not as good as they are, it's almost like they're like, what a nasty trap that is.
Because like, they have a better life than us?
Yeah. He's just like depressed because of these non-playable characters. I'm just saying, if it's a simulation, make them shittier than me. Exactly. Out of respect. All right. I'm doing my best.
I want to marry some of these NPCs. I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks so nice and she's so simple.
You think, at what point do you think they could make a robot sex bot and you're just like, that's fine. Keep this.
Oh, I like a
gal. How good do they have to be?
Well, I like a lady that will boss me around and fizzle up some eggs in the morning. Like, they're going to have a hard time doing that. Well, I don't want a sex robot. I want a flawed being. I want something.
You say that now, dude, but like, imagine ChatGPT-12 and you're just like, today I want you to be a bit bossy with me. And it's like, perfectly does it. No, the whole time it's monitoring your vitals. So it even knows like how much of a physical reaction that you're having to what it's doing. So it just is spiking your dopamine as it makes omelets with like, really hot underwear on.
I like a stinky underarm. I don't know.
I think the transition would be odd. Because we would be from the time period where that didn't exist. But new generations, dude, new generations of kids growing up into adulthood, I mean, all they would know is those things exist. And it's like, well,
I think that every generation has its aberrations, and every generation likes to hearken back to the old ways. Like, every new generation has ones that go on with it and ones that hate it. So there's people being born right now, they're going to practice making fires from sticks. They're going to be hunting. They're going to be dreaming about being a good mother without the help. You know, there's so many, there's a prism of people, and it includes everybody. So yeah, this new generation will occur, but it's gonna encompass many, many, many other iterations of human. So I'm looking forward to the Zoomers, those gay ass Zoomers, as we've talked
about. I like it. I have hope
for them.
If you had to take a guess, what percentage do you give that our existence is a simulation, rather than? I don't know. Like, couldn't it by definition just be one, even if it exists as we understand it to be? It's like a big bang and then stuff's happening. Isn't that like what are they saying when it's a simulation? It's not real. Wouldn't any experience of however you exist be real? At least to you?
Yeah, exactly. Everything is real to our parameters. So,
I guess that means it's like a computer program. Right? Or something like that, like the Matrix. What chance do you think?
A biologically expressed computer program. But that could be what we are anyway without that definition. I don't, you know, if there's a God or not, I don't know. Let's just keep burning chickens and hope that the God's happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm about.
Yeah. Who said that? Plato?
I think it was Descartes.
Descartes, dude. I love Constantine's story about the British boxer. So he was getting trolled by some fat kid and online. And he fucking
Bloody Bristol mine.
And he was like, you know what? Oi. And he went and tracked him down. And
you coming down here?
Wait, dude.
You're getting me down the railroad.
Imagine a professional boxer being at the end of your street going, come out. Dude, terrifying. A professional boxer would kill you so fast. It'd be unreal.
Not in the United States. I have a 200 meter scope on my gun, mind.
Oh, you'd shoot him. Yeah. Well, this kid did not have any guns. That.
I wouldn't do that. That's the coward's way out. You face him.
Well, Chucks. Especially if you've been trolling him online, it's like you deserve it.
That's an awesome story.
It's so good though, right?
Talk with him. That kid needed that.
Yeah, he's probably a better man for it. This podcast is brought to you by DraftKings Casino. The great rewards hunt is on. So join the adventure with DraftKings Casino. For fun seekers, follow the trail to huge jackpots, weekly bonuses, and exclusive games. But the excitement is only getting started because new players can get 500 casino spins on a featured game. Just sign up with code JRER and wager a minimum of $5 to receive 500 casino spins on a featured game. Only on the most rewarding place to play, DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only, void in Connecticut and Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins valid for featured game only and expire in 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends 4/27/25 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard.
We've all had that in our lives, not online, but we've had that where somebody calls you out, faces you down, and you have to fight or apologize, reach middle ground.
Well, it's kind of
a better man.
It's kind of how we learn, really. You know, it's like when you're young and you're like mean to a kid on your street for some reason, just because you're, you know, young too, and you think it's funny. And it's like your parents have to pull you aside and be like, hey, that made that guy cry. Like, that sucks. You know, you need that. You need to be called out. It's kind of part of the lessons of, hey, don't be an asshole. This is
Keep those kids offline. Keep those kids playing in the dirt with a hose. Get offline, you kids.
Yeah.
It's not okay on there.
Well, they got to limit it, I think. A lot of parents do that. They limit it. But some kids are just
not enough.
Well, they're like free range. Just go. And I mean, listen, back in the day, we were like, what do they call it? Latchkey. Kids.
Yes, we were free range. We were free range.
We were just running around causing trouble. Oh. Parents didn't know what we were doing. However, now they have that same thing, but it's like you have the whole internet to play with.
Now you can meet up with a 40-year-old. And have a good time.
Yeah, you can go wild. We don't recommend that, but you can.
At 13, you can pretend you're 18 and just
talk mad shit,
overexpose thyself.
Oh, no doubt. So, you know, I think that, you know, the Joe's point was just like kids should not have access to that. A kid should not be able to tell like a world-class fighter like you suck. It's just
and you ruin your tomorrow. You could potentially ruin your tomorrow and have that shit online forever.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay.
Not good. Not good. Well, I like that story. And knowing that England is the way it is, I'm surprised he didn't get arrested. But
this must have been like 15 years ago, because now you can go to jail for 24 months saying mean things.
Oh. For silently praying, I heard.
Mean things. You want to pray silently? Then go to jail, you bigot.
That is wild. That is wild. I don't know if that's the full truth. You know, I don't know what it is. Like, I obviously have family in England, and they live in different places. You know, some in London, some in rural areas. A few of them swear that none of these things are happening. And I don't know what the truth is there, but it is kind of alarming to see. You know,
I mean, I think that goes to show you that censorship does work, and they don't see it, because we're following Tommy Robinson, and we're following Keir Starmer's BS agendas, like, you know, his AIDS tests and all this performative stuff. It's like, what's happening over there? What's happening over there?
Did you watch the interview recently where he came to the White House and was talking with Trump and J.D. Vance?
No.
It was pretty good. J.D. was like, called him out on the free speech stuff in England. And he like supported it. He's like, well, we're actually, you know, very proud of our place with freedom of speech. Like, it was, I don't know. He just doesn't come across as like a strong leader to me.
He is a strong globalist and a strong WEF participant. He's, and this pod's not about that, so I'm not sure if you want me to get into this.
Get into it.
We gotta divorce ourselves from agendas and start just practicing tenets of freedom, which, thank goodness, the United States have a constitution surrounding it. Freedom to bear arms, freedom of the press, freedom of free speech, personal freedoms. Here is the best place to be.
Kings over there. The king of freedom. That's what America is.
In England is rules for thee, but not for thee. Rules for me, but not for thee, of course. Mm-hmm. So you're free to practice religion if it's the right one, and it's not English. It's not an English traditional religion. It's Eastern traditional religion, and I won't say anything else. But it's scary. It's scary. Do you need me to talk like this? Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. You're just getting quiet.
It's important to be loud in the
quiet you know,
moments.
you're making some good points.
It's important to be loud in the quiet moments, and right now free speech is quiet in England.
Yeah.
Free Tommy.
Is he in jail?
I'm not even sure anymore. I don't know.
I haven't been following it, but
let's check him on Birmingham.
They had a big like free speech rant on this podcast. I mean, Constantine was saying that he thinks X is really like the last real stronghold, and that's really interesting because X has had more shit since Elon took over than it had when it was like heavily censored, and it's worse when it was censored.
Well, it wasn't censored; it was curated. It was not censored in a way. It was curated.
Don't shout at me, Pete.
No, I'm shouting. I'm aren't I?
What is the difference?
Censorship is when you block stuff wholeheartedly. Curated is when you block things that you don't agree with. Like, so a docent at a museum curates it. They craft an opinion. They craft it.
Oh, I see.
They pick and choose. Censorship is when wholehearted something is just banned.
It sounds pretty similar, but I think I get what you're saying.
It's similar.
They were constructing a narrative for sure on that. And now it's, you know, it's wild. It's like everyone can say whatever. I mean, one of the first things that's like hard to argue with is they were like, well, since Elon took over, there's like 1,000 times more racist and anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah stuff. Well, yeah, that's like being in a classroom with kids and being like, you can say any cuss words you want in class today. And then at the end of it being like, well, you know, cuss words went up 500% in this classroom. That's not good.
Well,
I mean,
well, it's because they were allowed to say it finally.
So basically the argument there, as I see it, is like, oh, well, censorship or curation is important because if you force people to only talk one kind of way, then, you know, people will be happier reading it. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's not helpful to not know what somebody thinks. It's better to know what they think.
Yeah. And then just feed, you know, just like rifle through it and be like, all right, that's bullshit. That's racist. That's dumb. That's bigotry. It's like, you don't have to follow those people or read their stuff.
I want to know who they are. You know, it's nice to know that.
Yeah.
And also, learning from our enemies is the best way to learn about our enemies.
That's a good point.
Whoever they are.
Do you think you've...
This podcast is brought to you in part by Stash. Savings and investing can feel impossible, but with Stash, it's not just a reality, it's easy. Stash isn't an investing app, it's a registered investment advisor that combines automated investing with dependable financial strategies to help you reach your goals faster. They'll provide you with personalized advice on what to invest in based on your goals. Or if you want to just sit back and watch your money go to work, you can opt into their award-winning expert-managed portfolio that picks stocks for you. Stash has helped millions of Americans reach their financial goals and starts at just $3 per month. Don't let your savings sit around. Just make it work harder for you. Go to get.stash.com/JRER to see how you can receive $25 towards your first stock purchase and view important disclosures. That's get.stash.com/JRER. Paid non-client endorsement, not representative of all clients and not a guarantee. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investment LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves risks. Offer is subject to terms and conditions.
Delved into X more since Elon took it over. I know I have, but also they have Grok now.
Just a bit.
So I like,
yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Those forums. I don't do any forums like that.
No. What's the other one? Reddit. People always sending me like Reddit links and I'm just like, I don't like any of this. I don't care for that format. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. You guys are getting into it. And now I have to read down like 900 miles. It's like, I barely keep up with the text messages I get. I'm not reading other people's.
It's a strange and confusing format that confuses and frightens me. And ooh, I don't need it.
Frightens.
I don't need it.
Like caveman lawyer.
I've knocked my microphone over.
Yeah. Well, we apologize for the sound issues today, but we're doing our best. It's Friday. I'm really happy that these guys come on the show often and talk to Rogan, because really it's like, it gives a good insight to what's happening in England. It's like an update. I think it's also like a potential warning, you know. I think they see the distinction and they're like, hey, England did this and it's not great, you know, stay away from it in America. And it's like good to be reminded of it. And it's also good to have Brits that come over and appreciate what free speech is and they can articulate it. Because I think it is easy with freedom of speech to be like, you know, it's bad and this is messed up. I mean, I remember when I moved to America in 97 and there was like still Nazi rallies that would happen in places. And I'm like, oh, you can't do that in England. They don't allow that. And people would explain to me, well, I know we don't like it either, but it's like their freedom, their right to do that if they want to. And people don't agree with it, but it's like they go, they do it anyway. And it took a long time for me to see that it's like those rights should be protected. I'm not talking about Nazis in particular. I'm talking about anyone that wanted to protest or behave in any way to some degree. You know, they're allowed to do it. Like, nobody should stop Black Panthers from getting out and just giving their message out. Obviously there's rules, you can't have like violent protests and shit like that, but it just took me a while. I came from a different place. I didn't understand it, but I also didn't understand that like banning it all is like, really it's just the government telling you what to do then on a really big scale. And I mean, they're doing it anyway. They make all the laws. Like, you have to drive at a speed and pay the taxes, and they already have a lot of control. But, you know, at what point, where does the line get drawn, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that is the question for our governments and the people that, that's the question for our governments and the people that vote for our governments. But it's, the hot question. Well, nowadays you can't march for a Klan rally. Don't ask me know how I know that. But you can't have a Klan rally anymore in the United States.
Oh, it's illegal?
The ACLU, which formerly protected the Klan, now is opposed to the Klan, and I mean, so it's no longer an option. That's that free speech is pretty much gone.
Well, I think they advocated for the right for them to do it. They and I guess you could call that protection, but they were just like making sure that freedom still existed. And
I think actually you can still march for basically anything around these parts.
I think and you can, yeah. I'd have to look into it, but
we need that everywhere. But it's
well, I mean, you need it because you hope that generally people would just not want to be a part of hateful organizations, right? Period. It's like they will figure it out. Like the masses will just figure it out. You teach them, help them, but you don't force them. And then also there will be narratives that rise up that people don't like. I mean, take COVID, for example. Imagine if there wasn't the pressure shut down everything that was like, you know, vaccines might not be great. Maybe this stuff is like being blown out of proportion, X, Y, and Z.
Maybe we can go to the beach. Maybe we can go to the national parks. Maybe that, you know, outdoor, you know, restaurants in general aren't bad.
Yeah. Maybe most people can go back to work and then pay their bills.
Maybe we don't have to shut down 30% of our small businesses.
Mm-hmm. However, nobody was given the space for that. It was really difficult to kind of stand up and be like, I don't think that's cool. Like, there wasn't that space. It was a really interesting example of like how freedom was really taken away from many Americans. I think there's like generations that won't forget that ever. That always potentially be suspicious.
Well, ours. Every generation forgets everything the precursor has learned.
It's a good point. Do you think that they're gonna ever make like a good bunch of documentaries about COVID? They kind of haven't happened. They haven't come out that I've seen.
That's a good ass question.
Right? Or a movie about it, or like just a summary of like, because history will repeat itself, and it definitely will if it's not documented well, because people just won't realize what could happen. They're like, oh, that won't happen. And
I reckon they will. I bet you they will.
Yeah, I think we need some like good freaking documentaries that just kind of break it all down. And, you know, I don't mean just like, oh, just the haters or just the people that were pro.
You mean propaganda films?
I just mean like as accurately as you can depict what was happening, you know, interview people that had different feelings about it, just to really capture the energy behind it. Because some people were very like pro it, go with it, you know, science, Fauci, wear your mask, we got to do our part. And then there were others that were more suspicious, and then there were some that were like outright completely like, this sucks, this is bullshit. But you know, just to kind of really paint the picture, because I wonder, it's like I have a 1-year-old, and in, I don't know, 10 years or whenever, she'll probably ask me a question about that and be like, what happened with that? It's like, we want a clear message for this, you know? We want a clear message, and it's important.
Don't worry.
We're going to have it.
She won't be articulate because she's had all those vaccines.
Oh, dear. Dude. She is fully vaccinated.
That is a total joke. Total joke that did not land well.
I was thinking about RFK the whole time.
Yeah, actually, the vaccines are important because they're high protein.
I hope they can fix his voice a little bit with something.
They can't.
It's unfortunate.
They're okay.
No, it's poor fucker. Anyway, Have you heard much about what he's up to? I know he like banned red fucking dye or whatever from food. I'm like, is that going to be enough?
If you're asking me,
do more shit.
He was forced to run, captured by his blackmailers. He probably was on Epstein's Island and he probably banged a 17-year-old. So
wait, what?
RFK is captured politically. He's blackmailed by Israelis and he's not okay. Dude,
you can't just jump on the pod and then Alex Jones the show. Like, what? Listen, all right, back it up. I got to put something in the show notes now. Prove that. Again, you've been on Instagram too much today, bro.
My only proof is his actions, which have been, he's totally reversed every one of his opinions about vaccines.
Has he really?
Yeah, he's like, fine, we got measles vaccines. We need them. Measles vaccines are not needed. Nobody's dying of measles. Put that in the notes. Disclaimer, this is asterisk. This may not be true.
Damn, I got to breathalyze you before we...
Tetanus shots are a lie. I'm reading the book. I listen to Rogan, like, you know.
Yeah.
And
you're a huge fan. Again,
what's that lady's? That lady, the Margaret, dang it, gal. The lady that wrote that book about vaccines hesitancy and...
Susan...
Dissolving Illusions.
Yeah.
Dissolving Illusions.
It's good. It's very interesting.
It's an amazing book.
Susan Humphreys.
Guess what?
Dr. Susan Humphreys. You know, it's interesting because, and this is why when people are like, oh, that book's bullshit. Dude, I don't believe every book I read, you know? It's like,
Bible,
okay.
Narnia?
Narnia facts. But, you know, it's also good to like, hear a perspective. I mean, you don't have to go way out there. I'm not reading like flat earth books, but I'm just like, I'll read something about, I've read books about
this
veganism.
Book is farthest from that. And this is a tome of medical experiment and documentation.
Yeah. It was decent, man. It made me think and it was cool. I read it before even COVID. So it was like, kind of open my eyes to just at least the potential, right? To like, oh, there are people out there that question this. That's wild. I'd never thought about it or questioned it. And, you know, obviously once COVID happened, I feel like, hey, when you're living through like one of the weirdest, unique times ever, you probably should ask a lot of questions. And my first warning or red flag that I was seeing was like, oh, no one's letting me ask any questions.
Don't ask.
And that was suspicious to me. And then of course it just led into everything else. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, of course, when it's all messed up like that, you're not going to do it. You know, it's like
the biggest red flag is when someone says, pay no attention to the door on the left. Don't look over there. That's ridiculous, and you're dumb for looking.
Right.
That's when you know that you're on the right track.
That's a good point.
For something.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about AI censorship? What did you think of on that whole bit that they got into?
Well, I mean, I want to see some freaky stuff. I tap some freaky stuff into that. Those photo prompts, and when I don't get back what I want, I switch AI users.
All right, give me an example. Rock.
Oh, I tried to produce
Pamela Anderson from the 90s with 12 boobs. Go.
They'll do that one.
They will.
That's easy.
Oh, that they'll one they do. All right.
That's actually my wallpaper. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at that behind you.
Do you think how long do you think it is away from just being like, remake the entire movie Predator, but like, change this, and then it makes the movie.
I think actually that's probably what it can do that now. I think that it can do that now, but it would do that with some error.
Oh.
Yeah, it can do that right now. That's no problem.
Yeah, but I don't think we have access to that, right? It's not like you and I can just watch, like use chat to do that. But you're saying the people that run those systems could do that if they wanted.
Yes. The people that have unfettered access to this stuff can do whatever they want with that, with all that.
Mm.
If they're going to remake the fucking canon event that the Predator was, like, that's on them. If they want to remake the masterpiece that's Predator, that's different, but no, they can't do that.
Imagine a Netflix where you like watch a show, they stop making the season, and then you just go make another season of Dexter, and it just makes it. It looks at all the shit that happened, and then it just makes another season.
Error, source material, complicated. Sorry, that's not robot voice.
I think you could do it. Like, eventually. That would be so wild. You just be like, all right, do a new season of this show, but put me in as the main character. No, also, everyone is naked, and they have forearms. But everything else is the same.
We have different opinions about the quality of product and the output. I would hate it. I hate it. I want a coked up 80s movie with Chevy Chase. I don't want a glistening golden show with Sydney Sweeney with 10 boobs. I want to see Chevy Chase greasy and like fucking up, messing his lines up. They just roll with it anyway. I want Fletch 4. Fletch 4.
Fletch. But you can just give all of that information to the system that could make it. And
I spot it.
Yeah, dude. Okay. You need to just calm down because it's getting better. Like, for example, in my studio here, we've been messing with chat images for a while. Sometimes there's like extra arms when they're like hugging. They've got like more fingers than they should have. And it's like, yeah, we could always tell what's an AI picture. But now it's not doing that. You can put in pictures you've taken and be like, remove the bike or like change this or make this car a different color. And it just does it. So my point is, if it just got better enough to where you couldn't tell, then wouldn't that be pretty awesome?
Fine, I guess.
You're being big time anti AI right now. What? Why are you being like this? Okay. My point is to finish the pod. What is AI been doing that's upsetting you? God, that's what's happening. Making me get
zero to F's on my school paper.
Yeah, that's why you're mad, because you've been using it to cheat on your schoolwork and you got caught. That's why, dude. Fuck that off. Just sounds like you're not very good at using AI.
You fuck right off.
Have you seen Dune? I knew it. I knew I'd get to the bottom of that one.
Have you seen Dune? Answer me.
Yes. The first one.
Well, that whole fucking shit is about how AI ruined the world. And
yeah, but it's coming back from it. It's a fucking story from like the 80s, dude. It's just a book.
Is the Bible just a story?
They didn't even have AI when he wrote it. They're like, oh, robots are bad, like the Terminator.
He predicted it.
Oh, dude, relax. Robots are great. Can't wait for robots.
Listen, chat, if you can fucking set him right, because this is a real deal.
To be fair, at this point in the podcast, the only thing listening to us is AI. So
nobody's here then.
Nobody's left. Nobody's left.
That's to be assured.
Well, I mean, you know.
I love you.
Things fizzle out. Dude, this was great. Fantastic. And yeah, listen to the pod. If you like the trigonometry nerds, check it out. It was great. I like those guys. I hope that they come on like, yeah, they've been coming on like 4 or 5 times a year. I like that. Keep it up.
Yeah.
God bless.
They're good lads.
America's the best. We'll talk to you next week. Later.